We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. It's a Football Friday. We're at Borgata. And it is always a great honor to have on our show Hall of Fame head coach, Al. Dick Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, I did some extensive research today, and it appears to me that in your legendary coaching career, you were never fired. Is that correct?
That's correct. I got out of there before they could do it.
Dick, I guess I got to ask you to project. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl here, and 3 years later was fired. Given the emotion of the coaching position, do you think he's dying to get the Eagles back for what they did on Sunday?
You know, I know Doug pretty well. I don't think he is a revenge type guy. I don't think he carries a grudge. I think he went through a bad period at that time, you know, and felt bad about it and everything. He had a year to work it off, you know, and go relax, go fishing, and all these, and come back. And right now, his football team is the most improved football team in football. And you compare what their numbers are this year in contrast to last year, it's glaring. I don't know if I've ever seen a team improve as much statistically as Doug's team has this year.
He's a very good coach, right, Dick?
Well, he must have been. He took him to the Super Bowl. We've got to give him credit for that.
Well,
there were a lot of things that caused him to get fired, but he's a football coach. There's no question.
And I'm not saying that the NFL is fair, but when a guy wins a Super Bowl, Andy Reid, Dick, got 8 years after he lost the Super Bowl here, and Dick only got three. Did he get a good deal, or was it unfair what they did to him?
You know, there's all kinds of things that go into a coach being hired and a coach being fired. Many times it's more personal relationships or breakdown in communications or all of a sudden a sudden change in attitudes towards each other other than just what he does on the field. And that's happened many times. But coaches after success getting fired is almost a routine in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, I have two NFL Coach of the Year trophies, okay, and a high percentage of names that are on that trophy had been fired after they won that Coach of the Year trophy. So it's not unusual, really. It's part of the league. Sid Gilman told me a long time ago, God bless Sid Gilman. He said, Coach, never stay at a team more than 5 years because after 5 years, they're going to start eating you up.
That's very good advice by Sid. All right, let's get to the Eagles. They're 3-0 right now. How do you feel, Dick? Are they a contender? They got a chance to do something real special? Yeah?
After three games playing the teams they played, I think they're the best team in football. And by the numbers, they're playing extremely well. You know, when you're number one in different categories on offense and you're number one in different categories on defense, it's amazing. Now, the special teams aren't number one in many things, but they aren't far off. You know, I've heard you be critical of the special teams and punt returns and kickoff returns, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, last year, there were 1,100 kickoff returns, only 9 of them returned for touchdowns. There were 879 punt returns and only 2 of them. Now, this year, there's only been one kickoff return for touchdown, no punt return for touchdown yet in these three games. So, you know, and teams can change statistically in the return games and coverage games in one game. The Ravens lead the NFL by a long ways in kickoff return average because they are the team that returned one for a touchdown. So you got to be careful evaluating special teams this early.
Fair enough, Dick. But I'm looking at this team as a whole, And I guess the biggest story is that Hurts seems to now be developing into what they hoped he could be. Could you look at him now and compare him to what he was the first 2 years? Is he a lot different?
I think he's more accurate. You know, a lot of quarterbacks throw pass completions because their receivers make excellent catches. This year, he's making the receiver's reception much easier for the reception. We used to say, quarterback, put it 2 foot in front of the numbers. He is doing that. He is allowing the receivers to catch the ball and become a running back immediately rather than diving to the ground, reaching back and falling down, or leaping up over the top. And yes, he has thrown a number of balls the great receivers are catching that aren't perfect, but he's throwing a high percentage, much more than in the past, of perfect throws. So I would say he's over the hill now, or over the hump of saying, well, I don't know if he can throw the ball consistently, accurately enough. Right now, he's doing that beautifully.
That's great. I'm just on the other side of the ball, the defensive line had 9 sacks. We're all trying to figure out how much credit to give them, Dick, versus how much discredit to give Carson Wentz for holding on to the ball too long. What did you say?
Well, Carson Wentz is going through the same problem with the Commanders as he went through the bad year here in Philadelphia when the offensive line all got hurt. A quarterback cannot play well with a bad offensive line. Now, Carson still has the habit of hanging onto the ball too long. Sometimes that's coaching fault. Sometimes they don't give the guy in every pattern an immediate outlet to where to go in trouble. Right now, get rid of it. I'm watching the game last night, and quarterbacks were getting rid of the ball before they had to, just so they get a completion and just count it as another running play. But, Carson held the ball too long, and the pass rush was the best I've seen it. Now, it's not a good offensive line, and it was injured. So that makes a difference. The Commanders aren't that bad, and I think when they get healthy in the offensive line, they'll be better. But they're not going to be a top offensive line in any sense of the word.
I think before I get your prediction, the fact that you were watching last night forces me to ask you the question about Tua. And it appeared to a lot of people he had had a concussion on Sunday. They let him play last night, and he got a very serious one. And it was very clear on the screen that his hands were contorted. It looked bad. Dick, do they have to be more careful in the NFL about these concussions? What's your sense on what happened with Tua?
They're more careful than they've ever been, and they're doing it very well, I think. You know, I've only one time in my coaching career seen a person get a concussion, receive a concussion, and respond like that with the hands and fingers and contorted and this kind of stuff. I hope that's all it was. You know, I have no report this morning. I hope all it was a concussion.
Yeah.
He'll get over that. My player that went through that did and played in the Super Bowl. Okay.
Wow.
But I hope it's only that and not something else, you know. But it was scary, very scary.
Wow. All right, Dick, moment of truth here. The Eagles are the only team in the NFL still undefeated. Are they going to be undefeated after Sunday's game in the rain and possibly high winds? What do you say?
Well, right now I think they beat Jacksonville. My report says they'll beat them by 5.
Yeah.
Okay. But it'll be a good football game. It'll be a better, intense, competitive game, I think, than the first 3. So, but the Eagles are executing so well. And, you know, people are afraid to play a lot of man-to-man coverage against this offense because of Jalen's ability to run. So
yeah.
that almost dictates that they play more zone, which he's throwing the ball so well now. He's like the quarterbacks last year that threw extremely well against our zone defenses. You know, the zone defenses are great as long as you get great pass rushers. Now, last week we got the best pass rush I've seen in a long time, especially out of the tackles inside. So, but I believe, you know, I think the Eagles are a better football team, but it'll be a good football game. It'll be a good game.
I think what I've learned by watching these victories is the victory is better when I am drinking a Vermeil wine. Do you recommend a red or a white for Sunday's game?
Depends on how early you start drinking the wine.
Fair enough, Dick. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dick Vermeil with some great insights. Al, he's got the Eagles winning. Does anyone not have them winning? We all have them winning, right?
No, yeah. There's, let me think.
Who is somebody?
The Inquirer, one of your colleagues, Marcus. Is it EJ Smith? I cannot.
Let me look it up.
Look it up, because there is very few people. That always worries me. I like it better when it's balanced.
And I think it was close. I think he had it 34-31.
And Marcus Hayes, normally he's more negative. And I would think that Marcus Hayes would...
Realistic, we like to call it.
Yeah. All right, but you have the Eagles winning this game, right, Marcus?
By 1 point.
By 1 point?
Yes.
What's the final? What do you got?
21-20.
Wow.
Maybe less.
Let me.
Yes, it's E.J. Smith at the Inquirer.
Let me do. Do I have to do this, Al?
What?
Lamont?
No.
Lamont, are you picking the Eagles to win on Sunday?
No, Angelo. You know it. No.
What
not
do you
at
mean?
I want Doug to get his revenge.
You want Doug?
You don't care about Doug Peterson.
You don't care. You didn't care about Doug Peterson when he was the Eagle coach. Now you care about him, Lamont.
Hey, Angelo. Good morning, first of all, to everyone there on the studio.
It was good till you called.
Good morning.
Angelo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug's got to get his revenge, Angelo.
He's going to get his revenge? You got the Jaguars winning the game?
Yeah, Angelo.
What about the Cowboys? Who are they playing, Lamont?
Rams.
The Rams?
At the Rams.
At the Rams. Who you got in that one, Lamont?
No, we're playing Washington, Rhea.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, Washington. My bad. Rams are next.
Do you fear Carson Wentz?
Not at all, Angelo. He's broken up.
I'm kind of with him on that one.
Are you saying to me that after Sunday, the Eagles and the Cowboys will be tied at the top of the NFC East?
Angelo, I think so, Angelo. And I would regard you to bet that the Cowboys win the division over there, too.
No.
You heard it first, Angelo. Did you just hear Dick Vermeil say this team, the Eagles team, has a chance to be great this year?
Yeah, but Dick might have been drinking some wine, wine, Angelo. Come on.
Dick is not drinking wine at 8 o'clock in the morning. Lamont.
He might have been, Angelo.
No. Let me give you an alternative theory. You're stupid. Is that possible?
Okay.
Is it possible that that's – you haven't won squat in, what, 25 years?
27.
Lamont, you keep calling, telling me how the Cowboys are going to win. They never do. You never win.
Promise me if we win, you don't retire, Angelo.
No, I'm retiring. If you win,
that?
I'm definitely retiring. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, because no. you won't give Al and Rhea the thing so they could be radio announcers in the morning. Endorse them, you know?
Lamont, seriously, and I mean this friend to friend, you're a dumbass. and I'm letting you go now because you ruined my morning.
Help me out, Al.
Help you out.
How am I going to help him out? How am I going to help him?
You can't help a dummy.
So my favorite thing from the NFL this week was Carson talking about Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons is going to destroy him.
With fear in, it's going to be 11-on-11 crime.
No, seriously, Carson's having nightmares about Micah
Parsons.
Oh, my God.
I've been around Carson since he was drafted. You can tell when he's scared.
Yeah, he's scared, huh?
And after last week's beating... And what's coming this week?
And DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, I'd be frightened too.
Yeah.
The only part of Wentz that's going to be happy Sunday are his feet. 215.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be here till 10. 215-592-9494. When we return, we are going to talk about. I'm going to put you in the middle of it. I have two really controversial questions.
All right.
Questions of the week. One is Doug versus Nick.
All right.
And the other is Jalen versus. Lawrence.
Trevor.
Who you got? Who would you rather have? We'll ponder those when we return. WIP Sports Hub 860.
Brought to you by Tecomet. 3-0 Eagles, only undefeated team left in the NFL. This after the Dolphins not only lost to the Bengals 27-15 on Thursday night, they lost Tua Tagovailoa to a scary head injury 4 days after Tua appeared to be impaired in their previous game. Players Association says they will pursue every legal option available regarding the situation. He was taken to a hospital, reportedly did fly home with the Dolphins. Phils remain a half game up on the Brewers for the final playoff spot. Despite getting swept by the Cubs since Milwaukee also lost, Phils will play a doubleheader at the Nationals today, weather permitting. Right now, Tecomet is holding open interviews at their Pennsauken, New Jersey location every Tuesday and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CNC machinists, quality inspectors, and finishing operators. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by MHS Lift. Overcast, a high of 67. It is currently 53. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, it is 8:23. We're going to get the final read on our first question. This city is extremely confident in our Philadelphia Eagles to remain undefeated. Mm-hmm. Then we got a couple of dicey ones, Al,
okay, to
wrap up the week. Ava, what do we got on our final read for who's going to win Sunday?
All right, well, it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you'll see pink all month long at Armin Cadillac to honor survivors and those lost. Always hoping for a cure, ArminCadillac.com. Who will win Sunday's game at Lincoln Financial Field? 89% the Eagles.
9 out of 10 now. 9 out of 10. That's too confident. What's our next one?
Who would you rather have as the Eagles franchise quarterback? Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence.
Rhea Hughes.
Wow.
Oh. All right, Trevor Lawrence, number one pick of the draft out of Clemson.
Wow.
Phenomenal talent.
Major, I will give a business reason why I will take Jalen.
Flowing
Hurts.
Locks down the side of his down into his shoulders. What do you got, Rhea?
No.
Lawrence is more talented.
Yeah, I did look at last year, but of course that was with Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer's a terrible coach.
He was one of the worst ever.
Who you got, Rhea?
I'll go Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
It was tough, but I like. Al being Morgan. Able to be mobile, and if he's got that arm.
Al, who you got?
Spicoli. I got
Spicoli
Trevor.
Is Lawrence. Yeah. If you're treating Trevor. You have Lawrence, Al?
Yeah.
They do look a lot alike, Al.
Why do you always have to make it more work for us to
mean?
Figure out what the hell you're
Everybody
talking about?
Everybody got that, Angelo.
It took me a second. Marcus Hayes.
6'6", 220 with a gun. I mean, Trevor Lawrence. I might take Trevor Lawrence over everybody.
You guys are all wrong. The correct answer is Jalen Hurts for simple reason. Leadership skills. He is a true leader in his community.
Could you actually get that hearing aid today?
No, why?
I said Jalen Hurts.
I know you did.
You said you guys are all wrong.
I meant these two idiots. Not you.
He meant
you're
both.
Not a, you're not
both
a guy.
I'm one of the guys.
You're not one of the guys.
Yes, I am.
You're
I
a lovely
been.
Woman.
No, I'm not.
Ava Graham, we are hung at 2-2. Who you got?
You are a lovely woman, Rhea, and Jalen Hurts.
Well, there you have it. Boy, you are highly predictable, Ava. I'll give you that.
Whatever.
All right, here's
like
the bottom.
You know, I root for my team. I'm sorry.
Here's the bottom line, though, Anna. The one thing that has won me over with Hurts, even though his accuracy is much better, his pocket presence is much better.
The strides he's made have been tremendous.
He is really a good threat to run, and I think Sunday they're going to need that more because of the wind and all the problems they're going to have with the weather. Ultimately, Al, the guy, you realize he's been here now. This is his third year.
Yeah.
He always knows exactly what to say.
Yeah.
He is such
cool.
a stoic figure.
Yeah.
And he is a guy you truly would, he can lead.
Yeah.
If he were on the Phillies right now, they wouldn't be choking. I honestly believe he is the kind of guy that you rely on for his strength. And he will win that intangible battle, and he will win the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's my theory. I hope I'm right.
Yeah.
Sean's on the line. He knows what I'm talking about. Where is he? I missed him here for a second. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Ant. Hey, crew. Good morning. How are you?
How are you feeling today?
Man, I am scared as hell because I don't think either the Brewers or the Phillies want this third wild card spot. And frankly, I don't think either of them deserve it at this point. I'm pretty much done with this crew. I love baseball. I love the Phillies. But the way they are backing into this and show no emotion, lifeless team at this point, I mean, does anybody really care at this point? It's so degrading.
Well, the thing is, they really do care in Milwaukee, but the Brewers are not rising to the occasion either. Here's the problem. The Major League Baseball, in their efforts constantly to make more money, added the extra playoff team.
Right.
And what this race is proving is they shouldn't have. Al, neither of these teams are playoff teams, are they?
Well, the Brewers, you can't argue. The Brewers, I mean, they, how many times they made it? I mean, they're
no, I know, but Al, look at them right now.
If the team,
when you're playing awful teams, beat them.
If these two teams had been on 7-game winning streaks,
yeah,
it's a different story.
Yep.
Right now, they're struggling. The problem they have here is, honest to God, there's people rooting in Philadelphia against the Phillies.
No, they're not.
I'm telling you, it is on, and it's not fake anymore.
Wait, what are you basing this on? I never heard this.
To, look at Sean. Sean would call.
Sean, are you voting? Are you rooting against them?
I would never root against the Phillies. However, I mean, it is just mind-boggling the collapse that we're going through right now. I have not given up on them. No,
right.
But. You know, will I be surprised if they don't make it? No, not at all.
You just said they don't deserve to make it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you don't root for them. This is not – being a fan is not about justice. It's about your team winning. But I'm going to – Al, is that – I got to – is anybody listening right now that is literally rooting against them because he doesn't think they're worthy of being in the playoffs?
No.
That's what you're saying, right, Al?
I'm telling you, there's people who just say they deserve – they don't deserve to be in. I hope they don't make it because they're just going to get crushed.
You're hearing this?
Yes.
Where, in Medford?
Everywhere.
Those stuff
shirts. I haven't heard that a single place.
I haven't heard that anywhere.
And if anybody's going to be negative, they'll be that way to Ange.
I get emails every day, lots of them. And nobody has said, that's it, I hope they lose.
Yeah, well.
All right, the one did yesterday, that's right. That was the first.
You got my email?
That was the first one. Sean, winner or weasel, I got Brandon Graham, I got the Phillies. Who you got?
Yeah, this week is just shown. My weasel of the week, and I'm with Al on this one. When the NFL Players Association has put the dollar ahead of player safety, and with not only Thursday night games, but, you know, issues like Tua coming up now.
Right.
Now they're involved. They're involved, but they're involved with player safety after the fact.
NFLPA, Al Weasel.
That wasn't this.
Not it?
Been forever, yeah.
Not it. Al, do you have one in mind?
It's a football voice.
A football
that
voice.
That has no clue of what's going on in Philadelphia.
Al Morganti.
I guess it's a voice.
That's
yeah.
a very strong clue.
Yeah.
Jeez, Al.
Al, early in the show, he gave a very strong clue. All right, let's go halfway around the world right now and talk to our friend Marissa in Tokyo. Hi, Marissa.
Now, Angelo, am I one of the guys, or are you going to ask me about my biological clock?
Well, I want to know where you are. Do you want Hertz or do you want Lawrence? You get to pick.
I'm going to go with Hertz. Hertz is my man.
Well, there you have it. We're on the same page here. You're not a guy. You're a lovely woman from Tokyo who will be watching the game in your tub on Sunday, correct?
That's correct. 2 a.m., so that's the rule.
So
in
that's
the
Monday.
Tub I am.
It's actually Monday. Oh. She showed me a picture, Al, of the tub where she watches the game from. She watches it on a laptop, and she props the laptop up on like a little stool next to it. But here's the whole time I was picturing this, Marissa, it was with water in the tub and you in with like a rubber ducky. And that is not it at all.
No, I wish I had. I wish I could get a rubber ducky and maybe a rubber ducky of Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That was sensational. Oh, what a great singer you are, Marissa.
Does he now?
It's incredible. You enjoyed that, Marcus?
I just want to know the context.
All right. It's Rubber Ducky, You're the One.
Yeah.
It's a Sesame Street song.
It's like Meryl, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, Marissa, what are you feeling about the return of Doug Peterson?
John Johnson asked me the same question earlier today, and I really would like to see him get cheers instead of boos. I do hope to hear more cheers than boos. This guy got us a Super Bowl win. I mean, thanks to him, he made my trip from Japan so worth it. I got a parade. I got a ring from this guy. Let's give him some cheers, but in the end, we're still going to win.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
No.
See, there it is. Because I think Marcus was telling me off the air that he doesn't agree with Dick Vermeil that when you got fired like Doug does, that you'll just let it roll off your back. Right, Marcus?
Absolutely not.
You know Doug, right?
Doug is deliciously petty.
No, he will. So Doug will resent this and try to get some revenge.
It will be, what do you call it? A dish best served cold on the way back home.
Oh, yeah? See, Marissa, he thinks that Doug, if he had one win on the schedule, this would be the one he wanted to get back at Howie and Jeff for firing him.
I think he would have. I wouldn't mind that opening win against Carson Wentz either.
All right. Oh, that's right. Oh,
right?
My God. Wentz, too. Wentz is the guy that got him out of here. Did you see Wentz get his ass kicked, Marissa?
Oh, my gosh. Seeing him get sacked 9 times, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was dancing in and out of my bathtub.
That's beautiful. Marissa, who's winning on Sunday?
Oh, it's Eagles all the way. We're going to bleed green. This is our home, our turf. We're going to win.
All right, everybody please stand, even those that are in their cars, as Marissa leads us in a Japanese version of the Eagles fight song.
Ich ni san, tobe, Eagles tobe, victory ikkeyo. Tobe,
Eagles
tobe, touchdown ich ni san, fight song. Tobe, Eagles, gambare, tobe, Eagles, tobe, victory, K-R, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, go Birds!
Marissa, we love you. Thank you, sweetie. Al, I'm going to make
love
a statement,
guys.
And you correct me if I'm wrong.
Alrighty then.
In the long history of this radio program, Marissa from Tokyo is our single finest singer. Yes or no, Al Morganti?
Trying to think. Butch, she beats him.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll go
Come
yes.
Come on, Al. There's others besides Butch. Other people, the bad rapper.
Yeah,
are
beats
you,
him, yeah.
Right?
She beats
Come
the
on.
Bad rapper.
Plenty of other singers.
AB is close. But
AB is good, but
no,
she's better than AB.
Best we've ever had from Japan.
No, don't do that. Then you trivialize it.
Oh,
that woman has pipes.
Yes. Yes.
215. Can I be honest with you?
She's and a good not, singer.
When what? I get emails on Marissa,
yes,
it's mixed on her sweet singing.
So you get mine then.
So do you were your grunt in the middle of the song, was that Japanese too?
No, that's what you
universal.
I was making it more American.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. When we return, I got a problem with something Dick Vermeil was talking about with special teams. Now, I don't think Devontae Smith should be back for punts unless he's back for punts all the time. That's next. WIP Sports Time 835.
With the changing of the seasons upon us, it is a great time to change up the look of your kitchen or bathroom, and the place to go, the only place to go, Colonial Marble and Grant. Did my kitchen. Love it. Working with them. Absolutely awesome experience. Everyone on the team so passionate about what they do. First, start with a stop into one of their area showrooms. Got a couple. They've got their massive one out there in King of Prussia. Also have one in South Philly on Washington Ave. You will be blown away by Colonial Marble and Granite's unbelievable selection of stone slabs. A lineup of over 5,000 stone slabs and in 500 different colors to choose from. Select the exact stone slab that will become your countertops from the nation's largest selection. Their professional sales team can help you with choosing the right countertop material, style, and color. Their expert team handles the entire project from on-site fabrication to installation. They can help with coordinating backsplash and floor tile just like they did for me. Get a fully installed quartz, marble, or granite countertop for just $19.99 or zero money down with 0% financing on purchases for 18 months. For details, visit one of their local showrooms or colonialmarble.net.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Where's 841 here, Paul? God, I'm actually trying to get all my facts straight before we bring on Spike Eskett, our former program director. Yeah. He's now the program director up at WFAN now. Mm-hmm. And he is going to tell a hilarious story about at Wingbell 25, one of our featured guests was the legendary rapper Coolio. Oh. And Coolio was performing in the building.
Yep.
And Coolio was not adhering to the agreement of not using the bad language that was in some of his songs.
Yeah.
So I believe it's the only time in Coolio's career he was actually cut off.
Oh, it was not a good scene.
Cut off. Yeah. And now Coolio passed away earlier this week. Very nice guy. And deepest condolences. But I want to hear now if Spike has regrets. Mm-hmm. Because Coolio passed away, Al, and probably Coolio was unhappy about what had happened at our wing ball. And Dave Breitmark, who was our engineer here, said, all I need to know is this. When did he get the check? Dave is a very practical guy. Because, see, if he got the check before he violated the rules of our agreement, well, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if he got the check after, then I don't think Spike would have given him the check.
No.
Al, the guy was using horrendous language.
And he kept you going to his new songs, which he told him not to do.
That was the other thing. And you know what else, Al? Yeah. Otherwise, that wing bow was pristine.
Was it?
Was the one.
The only thing that sullied that beautiful family event with those lyrics by Coolio.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to get this in, Al, because I am one of the things I want to do this week is put pressure on an Eagles coach that I don't think is doing a good job.
Yep.
And that is the special team coach, Michael Klatt.
Okay.
Now, Dick Vermeil was on early the hour giving you stats saying special teams doesn't record much anymore. Special teams is supposed to block Peterson on a field goal blockage. Yeah. Remember that play?
Yeah.
Sip has saved them from a touchdown.
Oh, great. Yep.
Great tackle, right?
Yep.
Has special teams been any good at all?
No.
Marcus, you follow special teams very closely. You know what it's like. Has this been a plus or a negative for this team?
It's been a negative, and I'm surprised because there's a lot of talent there to coach.
Yep.
It's hard to coach special teams, especially when they're so young right now.
Yep.
But still, I mean, it's your job, and it's how – if you're young and you're kind of a fringe player, it's how you get minutes.
All right, so Michael Clay was doing his news conference. He is the special teams coach, and he was asked about the idea of using Devontae Smith from time to time to return punts. Here's what he said.
It all comes down to situational type things. It's a balance. I wouldn't say – you know, if we're going to be up three scores or something like that, hey, let's throw Devontae in there for – there has to be a situation where we're going to throw him in there or, you know, just to get something going.
No, listen, if you're not using him because you don't want to hurt him, makes sense. I understand he's a very important part of the offense. It all takes is one play. So maybe this is the time he's going to get potted, he gets hurt or something happens to him. You should be able, as a coach, to find a way to spark your team without using one of your most important offensive weapons. You with me on that, Marcus? You agree with that?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And he has not been able to do that. And now he is starting to become a quirky type, Michael Clay.
Quirky?
Well, listen to what he said about the Jaguars special team.
Jacksonville is a very good team, obviously, as you guys saw. They've got some weapons out there with, you know, Jamal Agnew. You guys probably know about Jamal being a very dangerous returner. Heath is a great coordinator that was in Buffalo. So we got our hands full regardless of who we're playing. So we got to tighten up the ship and make sure we're not, you know, giving up those bad, ugly plays that we've given up the last couple of weeks. But knowing these guys, they're ready to work.
I just got to tell you, Al, he basically told you they have an advantage at the coaching position in special teams.
Well, right? Jamal Agnew can be explosive.
You have Britton Covey.
I will say, every special teams coach I've ever covered, including Harbaugh, real weird.
They're
a strange dude.
They're strange dude. And it's a tough job, right? Because
you're getting
the leftovers.
Well, I mean, sometimes you're getting really good young talent that's blocked.
Yeah,
you know, by other veterans or whatever, and they're just not. But special teams is a pretty simple job, and if you do it properly, you're rewarded for it.
Well, Al, when we put the pressure on Jonathan Gannon, he stepped up.
Yeah.
So now I'm putting the pressure on Michael Clay. I don't know if it'll work. It's worth the shot. It's worth the shot. Let's go to Glenn at Center City. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Can't wait for this game.
I think the Eagles
27-20,
baby. 27-20. What are you feeling about the reception Doug will get when he comes out to the field?
If Doug Peterson does not get a standing ovation, it should be it's a crime. Absolutely a crime. Because he won us our first Super Bowl, and he should be commended for that.
All right, I'm going to put you in a tough spot. It's my axe to grind, and I never stop grinding.
Your axe.
He recalled, when Doug was talking about it earlier this week, he recalled that Andy Reid got a standing O when he came back.
Right.
In your eyes, Glenn, who is more worthy of a standing ovation, Andy Reid or Doug Peterson?
Doug Peterson, without a doubt. I mean, Andy Reid did some good things here, but he never brought that championship home.
It's all that matters to me, the parade. If I don't have confetti in my hair, I'm not happy.
It's dandruff.
And there's one good thing about Jalen Hurts that I've noticed the whole throughout the season. He does not turn the ball over. I mean, he'll throw the ball away if he has to. And like Tua last night, if he would just threw that ball away, he would have still been playing.
Yeah, you were watching that live, Glenn?
Absolutely. But they kept showing that replay. I didn't like that too much. Because his fingers, like he was doing gag signs. That was crazy.
Rhea, what's that term again for his hands contorted?
Say fencing response.
No, he goes to the ground. It's clearly a concussion at that point. They can't fudge it like they did on Sunday.
No.
But those hands, that just.
The neurological.
You said you kind of turned it off after that.
What it was I watched it through halftime, which they didn't discuss the previous one, which was kind of bizarre to me. And I'm watching it in the third quarter. I couldn't get into the game because I was worried that at some point, they were going to break in and say, paralyzed, dead.
Oh,
you
know?
I mean, I literally went, I can't get into the, and that's, I had no dog in the race and Bengals or Dolphins.
Right.
I was just sitting down to watch a game.
Yeah.
And it was just really awful to watch.
Wow. Glenn, I need a winner better than Graham or a weasel better than the Phillies.
Ray is absolutely right, because I thought he was going to be paralyzed because they went to a long commercial break. My weasel of the week is Chris Sims, without a shadow of a doubt.
All right, Chris Sims for the weasel out. That's pretty good. He is Mr. Flip-Flop.
Hmm.
And now he's crowing about how great Hurts is, and he didn't even have him in the top 40 a year ago.
Yeah, but at least he's – no, I'm not going to give it because he's wrong.
He's wrong now.
You have the other guys that are still – there are other voices that are still saying he's not that good.
Yes.
All right, Rhea is giving me some sad information. Jamal Agnew, the returner for the Jaguars in 2019, had a 100-yard kickoff return when the Lions beat the Eagles 27-24.
Yes, he's explosive.
I'm going to make a statement myself now, and I think Marcus will back me on this. If the Eagles do this on Sunday and that costs them the game, on Monday, Michael Clay is dead to me. You with me, Marcus?
He is not dead to me, no.
You will be unhappy.
I believe he will be dead to you, yeah.
Yes, but no.
He's on life support right now.
Yes, this is true.
All right, fair enough.
He's in the Angelo ICU.
He's in my own ICU. All right, there you go. Let me get Tom up here next from CI. Hi, Tommy.
How you doing, Angelo?
Tommy, you heading up to the game on Sunday?
No, not this week.
What are you feeling?
I don't have a good feeling about this game, ooh, Angelo. Uh-oh. I'm still not happy with the Eagles not scoring points in the second half for two straight weeks.
Okay.
It's going to come back and bite them.
I'm glad you called, Tom, because I'm going to tell you, it's been a little too confident around here this week. You're saying to me, even though it's a home game, and even though the Eagles should be better than the Jaguars, you see the Jags pulling this one out.
Very possibly that they could win this game, with no doubt in my mind.
And then
I think it's going to be a defensive struggle. And if the weather's terrible, the running game's going to have to do the job.
Well, Tom, I got to tell you something. There's one thing about this that I would enjoy if that happened. Rhea, if the Jaguars win, they'll give you the speech by the coach after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will see Doug Peterson going nuts to his team about how they got him revenge for firing him here.
You think one Eagles fan is interested in that?
I am. Marcus, are you interested in
it? The only thing I care about is what Doug says the game. That's going to be fascinating.
Because, frankly,
he might take the high road.
But not to his team. See, to his team, you go, boys, you defended me. I am so proud of you today.
Yeah,
you are the one. And then you realize that Marcus was right when he called him somewhat petty. You did call Doug Peterson petty.
I didn't call him somewhat.
Oh, okay. I actually.
You have to listen closely.
I gotta pay closer attention. Tommy, winner or weasel, who you got?
I think I'd take the Miami Dolphins for letting Tua play last night.
I like that one. The Dolphins.
No, we already had it. It was like, it's a kind of a serious thing, and it's a huge issue.
All right. On the line with it now, ladies and gentlemen, are the talk stylings of a legend, Will of God.
Oh.
Hi, Will.
Hey, what's going on, Angelo? How you doing, man?
Will, what are your plans for Sunday?
Well, right now, I'm literally at the hospital about to see my boy's mom. She had the COVID, and give love for Helen. Shout out to 20. But I'm going down there, man. Wait a minute. So it's at home, right?
Yeah. Oh, what? You don't even know, Will.
No.
Well, the game's Sunday.
Yeah, I know it's Sunday, but somebody said it was at home, and I said, wait a minute. Then I heard you say something about you going down there. I didn't know what the heck was going on.
No, listen to me. Well, I'm already worried. You're seeing somebody who has COVID right now in the hospital. And then you're going with all the people on Sunday? I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, no, she don't got it anymore. What happened was she's down and under right now. And we just, love.
Not down and under. if she's in the hospital and she had COVID, that's not good.
No, it's over. The COVID is gone. It's just the after effects of it, I guess.
Oh, she's got long COVID.
Well, no, it's like, I
would stop asking questions.
I don't want to talk too much.
I'm sorry, Will. What did you want to say? Rhea's right. What were you calling about today, Will?
Well, you made me forget. Oh, yeah. You got a lot of people, man, chasing you, but everybody out there.
Yeah.
And even though Doug Peterson is coming to town, look, we from Philly. So we got to stand on our right to stand strong and look right. So don't fall apart. If anything goes crazy, I'm coming. If anything goes crazy, keep it right. Because that's all we need is our daggone fans being a love of man to make sure these people understand Philly is here. But anyway.
No, that's 100% right, Will. That was inspiring. Will, I'm up against the break. Could you do the chair?
Sure. And the winner of the week is, I believe, that guy. The 61, when the team gave the ball to his mom, gave the game to his mom.
Aaron Judge, yeah.
All right.
Here. No, the answer is no on
the
that.
The answer is
that
no.
Is not the winner of the week. But we really need the chair, Will, because it's really catching on this year.
Well, hey, everybody, you see what they did for me on Channel 10 and opened it up and had me daggone do the chair. So let's do it. If you listen to the WIP, flash your lights one time. Oh, two times. Oh, that's not talk about. You ready? One, a two, a three. E-H-L-E-S. 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 Where? Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. E-H-L-E-S. Where? E-I-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Will of God.
Yeah.
There is only one. 215.
Thank God.
215.
Just curious, are we building another statue to Doug at the end of the show? Because I'm kind of getting annoyed with that.
At
this point, the Eagles fan services don't even know where the first one is. 215-592-9495. In fact, in retrospect, there's my weasel of the week. Yeah. They live next to the statue, and they told somebody we don't know where it went. 215-592-9495. If we come back, Spike Eskin on his Coolio story. Mm-hmm. And Al, is it possible
that
he's like, I got to get his thoughts on what's going on with Ben Simmons and James Harden.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like either one.
Yep.
And one of them now plays in his city in New York.
You should have Al read his tweet that he just sent out about Ben Simmons.
Oh, all right, we will.
Oh, it's really good.
Get it ready, Al. WIP Sports Hub 856.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.